Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alf Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jimmy Washdell. Batting third. The left fielder, Maurice Van Robes. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Coleman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Brandt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Brandt. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting third. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frankie Kelleher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, D. Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Alf Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Maurice Van Robes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robes hits a fly ball into left field. Kelleher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Joost moves to second. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. One out. It's 1-0, Reds. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer juggles the ball. That's an error on Vandermeer. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Fletcher moves to second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Fletcher scores. Coleman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 1, Reds, 1. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost fields it and throws to home to get Coleman. Gustin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Phillips fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. Lakeman moves to second. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a fly ball into left field. Van Robey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Alf Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 0-for-1 in the game. Washdell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Maurice Van Robeys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robeys is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Robeys hits a line drive off the glove of Joost, and into shallow right field. Van Robeys reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. Washdell moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Washdell scores. Van Robeys moves to third. Elliott moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Van Robeys scores. Elliott moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Pirates. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Phillips. Elliott scores. Fletcher scores. Coleman moves to third. Gustin moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Pirates. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alf Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washdell hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maurice Van Robays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Van Robays hits a fly ball into left field. Kelleher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lakeman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno pinch hits for Johnny Vandermeer. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a fly ball into center field. Washdell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Elmer Riddle now pitching. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kelleher. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Alf Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Cascarrat now playing second base. Bob Elliott now playing left field. Frankie Gustin now playing third base. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost scores. There goes Marshall trying to get to third. Elliott throws the ball into Gustin, who tags Marshall for the out. Two outs. It's 6-2, Pirates. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elliott. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. McCormick goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Pirates. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washdell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washdell moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott bunts towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. Washdell moves to third. Cascarrat moves to second. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher is walked intentionally. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to home to get Washdell. Cascarrat moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Phillips fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dutch Dietz now pitching. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lakeman strikes out. One out. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Joost moves to second. It's 6-4, Pirates. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez is hit by the pitch. Dutch Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is called out on strikes. One out. Alf Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washdell hits a fly ball into left field. Kelleher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. McCormick moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas strikes out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cascarrat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kelleher fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kelleher. Cascarrat goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Pirates. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. D. Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cascarrat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters pinch hits for Elmer Riddle. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball four. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustin. Walters moves to second. Hank Gornicki now pitching. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Reds 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Gornicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gornicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Washdell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Washdell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.